From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A Wisconsin 17-year-old is facing charges after admitting he spiked his stepdad's energy drinks with cattle tranquilizers. According to AgWeb.com, his mother and stepfather noticed a box of meds containing the sedative xylazine missing from their barn last year. Weeks later, the stepdad went to the hospital, stumbling with trouble breathing, slurred speech, and a droopy face, but MRIs showed nothing, so doctors chalked it up to energy drinks, stress, and a lack of sleep. Weeks later, the stepfather's symptoms returned, but after he started protecting his drinks, they stopped. The EPA released proposed regulatory changes allowing gas blended with up to 15% ethanol to receive a waiver for the summer months, the same as E10. AgWire.com reports EPA also proposed changes to the renewable identification number compliance system under the RFS program. RFA President Jeff Cooper says the proposed rules means the EPA is one step closer to making good on President Trump's promise to allow year-round sales of E15. Democrats in the House gave a cool reception to the NAFTA replacement last week as the top U.S. trade negotiator opened a campaign to win broad support for the USMCA. Several Democrats say a closed-door meeting failed to ease their concerns on labor, biologic drugs, and other issues. Support from Democrats who now control the House is considered critical to passage of the USMCA. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.